Rosh Yeshiva, Yeshivat Har Etzion, Chassan Adabein Nasiya, Rabbeinu Rabbeinu Rav Agon Aaron Lichtenstein Shlita.
Unquestionably, there are many assembled here who knew Rav Yosef Wilevsky Zatzal more intimately and more interactively than I did. But I bring here the perspective of distance, not only geographic distance, the last several decades I'm only here intermittently, but chronological distance. My association with Rabbi Yosef, as everyone knew him, Yossi Zichrono Livracha, goes back over 50 years, when I was still a young Talmid and Sifter of Chaim Berlin, and the Shmuel spread in the Bes Medrash that a young boy had come with failing vision, at the time he could still see partially, and had made an imprint, was making a mark. At the time, he already manifested the qualities which subsequently stood him in good stead. Ability, determination, commitment, wit, warmth, charm, and perhaps above all, remarkable curiosity. On these qualities he subsequently built, and these qualities themselves he deepened, broadened, embellished. And it was with them that he built a career and built a self on a commitment of Talmud Torah over the span of more than half a century. His thirst for knowledge, and was prodigious, was in a sense an intellectual one. He had a range of interests in various Chadrei Torah, and with his capacious memory accumulated an imposing and impressive storehouse of knowledge. But far beyond that, it was not simply intellectual curiosity. He was religiously impelled. Lo rov lalechem, v'lo tzom olamayim, kim lishvoa es divrei Hashem. That pursuit of knowledge, of Torah knowledge, was sustained by grit and impelled by faith. It's natural, of course, as has already been done, to think of him in relation to his infirmity, and to admire his ability to transcend it and to accomplish. That indeed, for the accomplishment-oriented, is itself impressive. But a Jew, certainly a Ben Torah, looks beyond accomplishment. And what was most impressive was not only the ability to transcend the limitations of the infirmity, but the attitude towards it. He did not expend psychological or spiritual energy contemplating or bemoaning his fate. He acknowledged, accepted, and looked beyond. This was, of course, in part a religious quality. The ability to mekabel di shamayim, to mekabel ba'ava, b'chol ma'odecha, b'chol mita shumaydilcha. But there was an additional dimension. There was in him nary a trace of self-pity, and this was not only a religious but a moral quality. He was obviously in many respects, of course, dependent upon others, and was most fortunate to have many others who were ready to help him. But he never showed any of the sense of haplessness or bitterness which dependency often breeds. On the contrary, he loved to give of himself and of his knowledge. And there are many in presence here who can attest to the fact that from him they got far more than they gave. He never lost his appreciation of life, never lost his ability to see it steadily and see it whole, never lost his sense of humor. The Gemara in Yomei Daf Lamed Hei says that Nimtza Hillel Mechai V'Sa'anim Rabbi Elazar Ben Chalsu Mechai V'Sa'ashirim. Hillel Rabbi Elazar Ben Chalsu, despite handicaps respectively of poverty and the pressures of opulence, nevertheless were able to commit themselves to a material intensive way, and hence they held up a standard, posed a demand, a challenge to all those who are in similar situations and somehow might be tempted to feel that their infirmity would excuse them. It would be tempting to say that Rav Yosef was mechayev esa ivrim, but that would be an injustice to him and to his memory. Rav Yosef, with his qualities, was mechayev those of us who are fortunate in being able to see. The qualities of soul and self which characterized him can and should inspire and challenge all of us whose lot indeed has been better. He was, in a very genuine sense of the term, an ambulatory Sefer Musa. In life, he belonged to one of the four categories of which Chazal tell us the Choshuv Kemes. That classification, that categorization, a function of his natural self, he transcended with spiritual force and spiritual power. Today, tragically, and to our great chagrin, he's the Mes Mamish. This is Medrash, and his Talmidim are much the poorer for it. He was here a fixture for decades. May his memory continue to be a source of power, a source of warmth, of inspiration and challenge to all of us. Yehi Zichro Baruch.